and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A magnitude 5.2 earthquake followed by some two dozen aftershocks rattling Southern California last night.
I thought the car was shaking when it was windy, and so I couldn't discern what it was, but when my wife texted me, she told me it was an earthquake.
From Orange County to Bakersfield to Fresno, people said they felt it.
Oh, just like earthquake. But it's just so natural, you know, we have them so much lately.
No reports of any major damage or injuries. In the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris held her first joint campaign appearance with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
On the Republican side, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, wasted no time attacking Walz as an extreme liberal. Both campaigns traveling to several battleground states with about 90 days till the election. And travel up and down the East Coast, a mess thanks to summer storms and Tropical Storm Debbie dumping heavy rain and flooding. This is ABC News. New. A Missouri member of Congress, who's also a member of the so-called squad of progressive Democrats, has lost her re-election bid after Tuesday's Democratic primary.
In a race that gained national attention, St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell beat out incumbent Congresswoman Cori Bush.
This was a tough race.
Yes, sir.
And as I've said before, anyone that I ran against, they may be an opponent, but they are not an enemy.
With Missouri's first congressional district being heavily Democratic, Bell will likely win the general election in November. Jill Enders, ABC News, St. Louis.
Japanese automaker Nissan has unveiled a paint that it says will keep vehicles cooler, 22 degrees cooler on the roof and about 9 degrees cooler on the interior. Nissan says the paint reflects sunlight better and creates electromagnetic waves that redirect energy away. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing, she's from Hartford, Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler, Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late Monday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance also announced plans to speak in Eau Claire. Stay tuned to this Civic Media station for live coverage. Meanwhile, Democrats say they're enthusiastic about having Tim Walz as Harris's running mate. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
We know Tim Walz. He knows us. We love him. Everyone in Wisconsin knows and loves someone like Tim Walz. And I think he's going to be a powerhouse fighter and champion to win this election.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republicans are trying to cast Walz as pushing the Democratic Party further to the left. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play, I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 1133, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you.
It's Wednesday, right?
Happy Wednesday to you.
Yeah.
Good looking morning. Boy, yesterday turned out to be a beautiful afternoon, didn't it?
That was great.
Just nice.
I told you I spent last Friday when I cleaned the garage and just moving some stuff around.
Say something about you. About that. I was reading these. I don't know why I get these pop-up things all the time, but I'm big into like inspirational little things. And
excuse me.
One of the big things is, you know, the endorphins.
Yeah.
So, okay. And they talked about that, just how like cleaning a garage or a room that kind of bugs you, but you don't really know it's bugging you, but it does. And then when that does so much for you.
Oh, it gives you energy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And there's no doubt. And it gets your wife off your back.
But I mean, you don't have to go out and win a trophy someplace or get public acclaim. Right. But by doing something like that, what that does for you is really something else.
And, you know, I probably read the same article, but if you have your to-do list, like write it down and then scratch it off and go back and forth like a number of times. You like actually feel really good.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I kicked your butt.
I did it. So
look at this.
Anyway, yes. Hey, you want me to sell something for you on Marketplace, right?
Yeah.
That I had a, you know, we had a full size bed that my daughter never used, and I put it on Marketplace.
Full size what?
Bed with the frame, mattress, and it was like, this kid called, not called, but whatever, he texted or whatever it's called, and said, look, can I buy it? And then he wanted a discount. I'm like, nah, I think I priced it right. He goes, oh, okay, so he comes over, and he's this kid from New Holstein. Like, aren't they the nicest people in New Holstein? I mean,
absolutely,
they really are. Going to college. Gonna study. He's going to college down in Iowa, and so I gave him a hell of a deal. I'm like, this is awesome, you're doing it, you know. So
you know, I saw a thing too about
that. I felt better than making.
That's awesome. I agree. I understand that
too.
But I saw a guy who does that a lot. Okay, and he said, okay, let me give you a little advice for the buyers. Okay, let's say I've got something for sale for $1,000. Let's just say, okay,
and that would be pretty high. But let's say $500.
Let's say $500.
Yeah.
And somebody calls and they say, hey, I was looking at that. Would you be willing to take $450?
Right.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Because I'm driving a long way, you know, to come see it. And, you know, five seems a little high. Okay. So you come there and then they're going to say, would you take $400 or $425? And it's like, wait a minute now. You don't understand. You just gave me all the leverage. Because I could say no, and now you got to drive a really long ways away. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like with that little negotiating thing, never say, well, I drove 3 hours to get here.
Right.
Then you lose all leverage when you do that.
You're going to drive back. The art of negotiation. You're going to drive back with an empty truck.
Exactly.
I do think things that are on Facebook Marketplace, they really want to sell them.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of wiggle room in this price.
I'm not. I've never bought it. I don't negotiate. I would just, if I'm going to buy something, I generally always will simply buy it. I'm not one of those people that go to a flea market and say, would you take a dollar for this instead of $1.50?
Oh, man, John, that's half the fun.
Really? I'm not that John, guy.
Okay, me either. I'm not.
You don't know. I'm just not at all.
Tell you guys a little story.
I'm really uncomfortable with that.
Okay, I'll tell you guys a little story, and I just want to tell you.
But I would be the same way if I was selling stuff. If somebody said, would you, I'd say no.
Yeah.
I'd say, I'll throw it away. I'll donate it. No.
Right. You could say that too. I'd rather give it away than sell it at that price. But that flashback to one of our like sessions we had at Harvard. They gave you a list.
Hey, no, Todd, ring it. Hit the
bell.
No,
I just want to
hit the bell.
I just want to tell you, they give you a list.
Well, that was at Harvard.
They give you a
How do you just drop a line like that at 6:10 in the morning?
This has to do with negotiation. This is one of the exercises we went through is on negotiation. They give you a sheet of paper with a story on. Your son has leukemia, and then the other guy gets a sheet that just says you have this piece of fruit that's of value. The fruit can help the kid, so you negotiate. No, these stories.
I am so lost. Todd, I have no idea where he's going with this.
I went to Wasabi State Junior College, and then the biggest party school in America at Arizona State.
All right. Anyway,
and I think we were a little bit more logical than this. No, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I don't. It was
okay. Get to the point.
The point is that everyone either had to. It was negotiation, but you had something they wanted. They had something you wanted, right? And you negotiated. And I just want to say that out of all the groups, I got the highest price.
Todd, would you translate that for me?
I don't know. There's something about fruit. And
this poor kid with
cancer.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
Poor kid wants. Now, if I understand
did
this
correctly.
Did the
kid want the fruit?
Right. And you got a higher price for the fruit? Is that what you're saying? The poor kid with cancer?
Needs the fruit?
I did. I got the most. And then the guy said, look, my kid's got this and that. And I'm like, well, I have what he needs because this fruit. And I just want to say, John, out of all the groups, I got the highest price. Which says to me that I can have a good negotiator.
Which says
to me, you're the dumbest people that ever went to Harvard in your class.
Now, that is a true statement. That I'm not going to disagree with. I don't have the story down right. My point was that we had a negotiating session, and I just want to tell you that. And it was a blind. I don't remember.
I will just say this. If I ran across a kid that had cancer,
I'd give him the fruit.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. In fact, here's five more apples.
Absolutely.
You know what?
Yep.
You guys just wait. No. Because you guys are going to think I have ice in my veins after that story.
Poor kid for a piece of fruit?
No. I was, yeah.
And you're negotiating it with them to get the best deal? Wow.
Little Timmy.
No, yeah. Was it? No.
Yeah.
That's not
Daddy's
the story.
Daddy's going to have to pay. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
That wasn't the story. That's not the way I presented it wrong. It's, come on, 6:12. Okay. Anyway, my point in all this.
Maybe the kid got scurvy.
No.
I got a line.
Bring that bell up for whoever said that.
I would have. Yeah. That wasn't the story. Okay. Well, anyway, my point was.
I was watching an old. The other day, a movie came on that I really liked. It was from the 80s. You guys remember Mr. Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that movie? You had to have seen Mr. Mom. Michael Keaton, auto worker in Detroit, executive loses his job. His wife has to go back to work. He has to take care of the kids.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a funny scene that was on. And this was just on like 2 weeks ago. And he was telling the auto workers before they all got laid off. Well, you know what? It's just like I saw a movie the other night. Rocky. Okay. And he got knocked down. But did he quit? No, he didn't quit. You talking Rocky 1, Rocky 2. Huh? I don't remember. It must be 2. Okay. And then he goes, okay, was that against Apollo Creed or the big Russian dude? Huh? Okay, you know what? Forget Rocky.
That's the way I'm feeling right now, yeah. The guy's point was, when you get knocked down, get up. And then he got into too much detail and screwed up the story, just like I did with my negotiation.
Was that Drago? But I feel uncomfortable trying to negotiate with somebody. I do, for a lower price. I remember one time.
If you feel uncomfortable doing that, just say to him, is there any room in this? And the guy, a lot of people say, like, how much?
I know
they
do.
$25. All right, I'll do it.
Some people, I think no matter what the price is,
They got to negotiate.
They've got to negotiate to feel like they won. True?
That is. But, John, I don't think.
I mean, they might have $8 million in the bank, and they're buying an item at a garage sale for $4.
And they're selling an apple to a kid with cancer.
No, exactly. That way, yeah.
Exactly. But I just, I can't.
I read this article. Now, this one I got straight. This guy was talking about people like you're talking about. And I think, I guess I can't make the statement that all of us have a little negotiating in us because you don't like doing that. But you know where that happens, you guys? Sometimes it's at farmers markets.
And oh, I believe it.
And this guy said, look, stop doing that. You'll feel better. Look, they're raising these crops probably for their kids, a lot of them. And don't feel like you got a victory if you took a couple
dollars
off.
That's what I mean.
And I thought that was like really cool. I don't negotiate a little bit, but maybe on the flowers because there's a lot of them.
I had a bad experience one time. One summer, it's like, I got to make some money. Night crawlers were, you know, not quite, it was dry, so we weren't getting a lot of night crawlers. Wasn't finding a lot of bottles and scrap iron and everything. So I went around to cut grass. So one of our neighbors was Mary Terzaghi. Mary Terzaghi was about 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. Okay, nice lady, but okay, lived by herself. And she lived real
with hilly. The cats.
We lived in kind of like, in a hilly area. And I said, Mary, I'll cut your grass for like $2, okay? Okay, her lawnmower was one of the old kind with the blades. Oh, wow. Not electric lawn, not a power lawnmower. Remember the old kind?
Oh, yeah.
The push, okay.
Yep.
Push kind with the thing? That was her lawnmower. I was like 10 or 11, and I was dying.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, I said, hey, Mary, Mr. Terzaghi, I'm going to have to ask you for more money. This is a lot harder.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. And you know what she did? She said, you can go home. She walked behind that thing. Nothing to it. She did it herself and humiliated me. I could still see her with those big forearms.
Maybe that was her turning point.
And I walked home in shame. And that just taught me a lesson. I never wanted that feeling again.
Yeah. That wasn't very nice of her, especially to a kid. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have given them the orange.
No.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry that happened to you, John.
Yeah.
Because I told you how I made a little bit of money. I would go to these household auctions. And at the end, it's just they just sell a box, even though it's in there for a dollar. And then I would buy the box, and then I would go through and sell the things that are in their purses and stuff to, like, my sisters or neighbors doing that. But I had more positive experience when I was a little kid selling and negotiating than you did.
Because
people would say, I'll, you know, give you $2 for it, and it's like, no, it's three or whatever.
No, I hate that. Even to go get a car, even if I was going to buy a car, well, I don't want to. I just say, what's the real price? I mean, let's just, you know.
There's a dealership that does that. They don't negotiate anymore.
Oh, really?
I threw the guy a price, and because we don't negotiate
anymore. They don't have to. It seems like car dealerships don't have to anymore, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it was, and I don't know.
It's a car dealer's market, it seems like, versus a buyer's market.
A little bit like real estate. It was a couple of years ago, but
you're right.
There weren't a lot of used cars on the market. And but this guy, not even like $500, like nothing.
Like, no.
He's like, no, this is the price. And
I didn't feel like that, Chip. I would absolutely rather go to a place like that than a place that maybe they artificially
increase it. Yeah,
knowing that you're going to talk him down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I felt like you did with the lady with the lawnmower.
Humiliated? Is that how I felt? I did a walk of shame going home. So my dad's like, hey, how'd it go? I'm like, oh.
I did a drive of shame because I did buy the car, but I was real happy. But anyway, I don't know. Sometimes it's fun. As long as you can both win, you know?
You know what I might do next summer? Go to Harvard. I guess a quick break. Mind on the Mirror, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. I know the mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Todd, you know we always say all of our guests are like cooler than us that come in here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Our texters are more creative than us. Yeah. Todd, can you read the text machine for us, please?
Oh, sure. Wow. One text says, no heart, Jim. Mm-hmm. No heart. Another one says, maybe another cup of coffee, Jim. And then the third one says, Jim is so excited talking about screwing over kids with cancer and rummage sales. He's talking incredibly fast.
Oh, that's just not true. I had the story wrong. And I love kids.
Please, we are not trying to make light of cancer in the slightest way.
No, absolutely not.
But for him to come out with this weird analogy about an orange.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Blame the school.
Do you know the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's the guy with the cage walking around. Lollipops.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I smell children.
You know what? I think I had the story wrong.
Oh,
no. I think. I got to think about this at the break. This is not making me look good.
And
I just want to say that.
As a factory worker said in Mr. Mum, he ain't never seen no damn Rocky.
Moving on. Okay. Hey, I was, okay, moving off money, negotiating. Hey, I was,
I'm sorry. That one's going to live with me.
John, that's not what happened, though.
Hey, so you got an orange. You got an orange. You got with cancer. I won. It was Harvard. I got the highest grade.
There was something more to it.
All the promos I want to make out of that one.
Absolutely.
No, there was something more to it. If I sold the orange for the highest price, maybe I could save. So I don't know. I'm gonna have a hard time finding that. But okay. I
would love to see it.
I know. Anyway,
okay.
Back to my point. Okay, you win it. Hey, so speaking of, not really speaking of them, we'll shift gears here. I was reading, how you read those inspirational.
Yeah,
I like those things. I know you do.
What book I keep on my, I keep two books like on my desk, although my desk is just a little dining room table right now, but
yes.
One is Make Your Bed.
Oh yeah, that's a great book.
And then the other is the Stoics, Wisdom of the Stoics. Have you ever read that?
No, I don't even really know what it means.
Oh, Todd, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you look up Stoic thought of the day? I'll give you an example of one. It's from way back of the Greeks, from way, way, way back.
Huh.
Way back.
Yeah.
So just choose any of them?
Yeah.
Nature had the impulse to create an orderly world. Remember this, and you will face many things more calmly.
Ah, see? Give me another one, Todd.
Okay, well, no. Just relax. So, you live by that, John.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. Is best to reject straight away.
You're the last guy to see an orderly world. Unless it starts with John Minow, of course. Jeez.
It is best to reject straight away the first inducements to anger, to resist it from the very beginning.
John, you should read that. Print that out and give it to John so he can read it. You didn't read it.
Forget the Stoic. You ain't never read no Stoic book.
Yeah. You got that on the coffee table.
Why'd you pick those two times?
To impress people. You got that on the... Oh, wow. Did you see that book when they're driving home? Did you see that book on his table? Yeah, wow. He's really be something.
We just got a text. We read Make Your Bed as a read aloud in class.
Oh, it's excellent.
Ask him what grade they were. What?
Brian, what grade were you in?
Almost doesn't matter in some ways.
No, I'm saying it does. I'm just curious because I think that, like we all read Old Yeller and we had to read, what was the book that everybody read? Oh, God. Okay. Hey,
Tale of Two Cities?
No.
We had that one. That. All right.
We're that kind of time. We're that smart. I was reading, like you talk, read those inspirational. I was reading life's people who, this guy, he was like a male nurse guy, went to see people who were dying.
Is that, okay, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to drop the term male nurse. I think we're just, I think
I read that society, book.
I understand, but I was reading something where it's like male nurses are a little bit offended when you say male nurse, that they're just nurses now. True?
That seems like that would make the most sense, wouldn't it, at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't say
get a sentence
she's a female doctor.
Right, or a female teacher or a maid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, can I finish?
No, but wouldn't you agree with that? It's kind of not. There's so many of them that do that. I know a lot of guys from the military go into nursing.
There's a lot of money in that.
There's a lot of.
Oh, the money's amazing. There's a lot of.
Why wouldn't you say there's a lot of male nurses? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but you don't have to say male.
There's a lot of nurses?
Yeah.
Well, that's not. There's a lot of nurses.
You said you got a friend who's a male nurse.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, I think they're trying to get to the point now where it's just.
I've got a friend who's a nurse. And he.
Oh, all right.
You see what I mean?
It's not that important that he's a he. That I was just making conversation. You guys totally interrupted me and now threw me off track. I don't remember what I was talking about.
We got these two texts. Was it Where the Red Fern Grows or Lord of the Flies?
Those are books that
a lot of kids. Yeah. I never read either one of those, to be honest with you.
Let's not get into the
you book. Go, you don't remember the book again.
Be pretty quiet.
All right. Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Wait, come on. Okay. What was I forgot what I was talking
about.
And they worked in hospice.
Okay.
And people's biggest regrets.
Okay.
And
what are they?
The common thread's unbelievable. I mean, you can Google that, but a lot of it was that they spent too much time working.
Ah,
I believe it.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
You know what? And isn't that sad? You know, you're laying there with cancer and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But that takes guts to say, wouldn't you say, like, what are the happiest things you've done instead of what are your biggest regrets? I mean, that's not a good way to go out, thinking of negative. But anyway.
I can see that, though.
Yeah. There's like 10 of them.
It's like, I've seen that when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to sit back and say, man, I sure am glad I worked that extra weekend instead of taking the kids to the whatever. Yeah, that's true.
There's stuff about kids' baseball games that they missed. And
really?
Like, I think that's sad to be on your deathbed thinking of the negatives.
Right.
I would rather say, like, I did a radio show with John Mino.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, like, the highlight
biggest
of my
regret?
Life.
Oh, highlight.
I'd say, okay, is there anything positive you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you read that. Once I started reading that, if you Google that, there's, like, 30 things people say. There's the five top things. And
what are the other ones? I'm actually curious about this.
I kind of got into that. And then I was kind of looking a little bit at bucket list things, but I didn't get to that. But I read one of your inspirational quotes. No, I know what it was.
Mine?
Whatever. So I got into this reading about regrets. Yeah, Todd, there's the thing. You can do that. There's the top five, top 10 in there. It's sad to why people didn't do that. You know, a lot of it was like living my true self. You know, I think I've overcome now. It wasn't like,
I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself,
right,
not the life others expected. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I wish I had let myself be happier.
Nice.
You know what? It was the stay in touch with friends that got me. Yeah. Because I could tell you a story. I got 1 minute.
This would be a tenth of a story.
Okay. I needed to call the president of Nicolet Bank because I'm working on this campaign, right? Mike Daniels.
Yeah.
That's his name. He's a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
And I had to call him because we have a meeting coming up. And I was going to the meeting or in the conference room. They said, call Mike Daniels, ask him about this and this. I'm okay. So I scrolled through my phone and I hit Mike Daniels. This guy, I said, hey, Mike, Jim Schmidt. Mayor, how you doing? It was Mike Daniels who used to play for the Packers.
Oh, I had the same thing yesterday.
He's going to. Come to Green Bay and call us. He's coming.
Todd,
let's stick around. We'll tell that story on the other side. Yeah,
Jim, I had
the
same thing.
I haven't talked to him in 5 years.
I had the same thing happen to me yesterday with a guy versus Todd.
Really? You go scroll so fast. Boom.
Okay, the exact same thing.
Yep. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, quick break. Back after this.
Life's good.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's crazy to think what our ancestors did to make ends meet during troubling times when there wasn't technology like phones or cars. These are stories that have been passed down through Wisconsin's farming families. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Wednesday. Patrick Schley is one of this year's Centennial Farms. He's in Door County. He tells us the story of how his great-grandfather got to America to escape war and start a new life.
Wolfgang had left his parents in his homeland, and he came to America in 1875. He was 19 years old. He was sent here by his parents because there was the Persian War was going on then, and they didn't want him to fight there, so they put him on a boat to come here. And I guess from the story that Mom had said yesterday, the police were looking for him when he got on the boat, and there was a couple on that boat, and they pulled him toward him, and I think the mother or the woman hugged him up and said, well, this is my son. So the police left him alone, which I thought was kind of interesting.
We celebrated these centennial and sesquicentennial farm families yesterday at Wisconsin State Fair. Patrick Schley is one of this year's Centennial Farm awardees out of Door County. Stick around. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
For the hunters out there, the Wisconsin DNR has released its 2024 fall forecast series. They are detailing the hunting outlook for a variety of popular game species, including deer. At MidwestFarmReport.com, you can take a look at the animal you're interested in. In the deer hunting forecast, the DNR says there are new opportunities for hunters to secure venison for the freezer this year. More antlerless harvest authorizations are available than last year, and more late season opportunities in some counties. In other news, the National FFA organization has reached a record-breaking milestone of having more than 1 million FFA members. There are more than 25,000 FFA members in Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. 55 in Green Bay right now, 58 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. The wind's very mild at 3 miles an hour. Professional Speakers Day is today.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever, okay, I can tell you something. So Tom Zelaski put me onto a thing one time for a professional speakers thing. You know, you audition and everything, okay? And it went really, really good. And he said, oh, you can make some big money. So I got my first gig out of it, all right? It was like $500. It's like, wow, okay, I'll take that.
And was it because it was selling you? John Mino, sports
Well, just
guy.
Kind of like, but it was supposed to be like a motivational thing.
Oh.
But I talked about other things, and it's like they send you a review. And it's like, ooh, I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah. And she only paid me half because she said, well, it's supposed to be a motivational speech, and this wasn't motivational for our profession. It's like, I don't know how to motivate anybody.
That's weird that if that's a speaker's bureau, that
they paid me half.
But that's weird that they wouldn't have told, because their job is to match talent
with
the crowd.
Yeah.
A guy asked me to speak when I was mayor at his church, and I'm like, look, I'm going to talk about downtown economic development.
Yeah.
The guy's like, that's okay, as long as you have time for questions. So it, but you have to be upfront, because if they were expecting me to talk about, you know,
how do Jesus, I motivate? I'm not going to motivate anybody.
No, no.
Thank you.
God, no, you're the last person.
What's that?
Anyway, so we're talking about calling someone by accident.
Yes.
And do people panic and hang up, or do you say, how can I help you?
Okay, so I'm driving. And I wanted to call Todd. By the way, I had a great interview yesterday afternoon. I put it on my Facebook with a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Did 3 tours in Vietnam.
Wow.
He had one bullet go right up between his legs. As he said, it came right up, right between his legs. And, but anyway.
Wow. In Stiles, right?
Is that what you he's were? Originally from, oh, yeah, he's originally from Krakow.
Okay. All right, so. Tell me about the
So I'm calling Todd, this Todd, and I see Todd on my thing. I hit it. It's like, ah, that's not Todd. Because with Todd's, I've got T-O-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Okay? And it went to a voicemail. So, okay. So I just hang up. A little later, I get a text. Did you butt call me? I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get hold of Todd Michaels, my producer. He goes, is this John Mino? And he goes, oh, my God, what a coincidence. You know, you tried selling me a house, you know, a few years ago, and I'm a big fan of yours and blah, 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 blah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it went on and on. You know, it was a cool thing. But it was. But what I'm saying is, okay, so that happened to me, and the exact same thing happened to you yesterday.
Probably
how bizarre
time.
Is that?
So, yeah, because I had to get a hold of Mike Daniels, like I said, who's the president of Nicolet Bank here, because we're working on a project together. And I went through, and I was in a hurry too. I will say that, and that's how you do that. But I was in a hurry because I had to go report on my fundraising at this meeting. So I hit Mike Daniels, and it was Mike Daniels, the football player. And I just want to say that my recovery was excellent. He said, "Is this the mayor?" I said, yeah. I said, "How you doing?" And he goes, "Good, good. You know, out here in New Jersey." And I said, "Look, I'm like, I just
did you had it registered yet that you had the wrong one?"
After he started talking.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And then he talked about New Jersey. I said, how are you doing? He goes, I'm out in New Jersey coaching my kids. And I said, well, Mike, you know, I got this thing where I call an old friend once a month. And you were on my list this month to talk to. And so we had a nice visit.
Nice.
I just came up with that while I was panicking talking
wow.
to him. Right? That was a good one. And people should do that.
It's good. It's good.
It's great. That was a great.
It's good.
Anyway,
it's not the great category yet.
I hope nobody tells Mike Daniels that. you weren't thinking about him.
God bless you, Mike, but no.
Anyway, he's doing fine, and he's going to, when he comes back to Green Bay, he's going to give us a call. So
well,
we will get him on our show.
What you need to do is get him on our Thursday, because tomorrow we are starting Throwback Thursday with our brand new sponsor, Burkle's One Block Over.
Okay.
And our first guest tomorrow morning will be Rich Moran, former Packer offensive guard.
Yes.
Then next week, it looks like it's going to be Tony Mandarich.
Oh, he's great.
And then maybe Mike Daniels the week after that.
Okay.
So every Thursday, we will have a former Packer player on the show.
All right, the pressure's on.
What time is that, Todd, that segment? It's going to be the same time every...
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Oh, that's...
Every Thursday through the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Will be Throwback Thursday.
That will be fun.
Yes.
And we're going to have a player who played.
Yes.
Is there that many? Every week you're going to get somebody different.
Yes.
Wow. You have all those connections, though. I could do a washed-up politician segment.
Yeah, text. I'm forwarding this podcast to Mike Daniels.
Don't please. Oh.
Busted.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Got a text here. Hello, I was listening to Monday's show. Tell Mino that I also got burned using my steamer. I set the steamer on my dryer that was running, and with the vibration, the steamer fell off, and the boiling water fell onto my foot. Needless to say, I had third-degree burns and a scar for life. Kelly from Green Bay. I don't think this thing will ever leave. I think it's almost like a birthmark. I scalded myself so bad. I mean, you guys both saw the picture, right? You guys didn't look at it very long, though.
It was tough to look at.
I didn't look at it.
Because of the burn, or what?
No. I just acted like I looked at it.
You didn't look at it?
Like, didn't we look at I didn't study it. I just, like, glanced.
It's like, I got it right I said, here.
You don't look directly in the sun. You just got to look up to the side.
I had to put on those eclipse glasses.
What movie was that? It's like the sun. You don't look. Oh, that was Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld.
About yada yadas. Remember?
Yep.
You don't stare. Why'd you stare? It's like the sun. You kind of glance at it, and then you look away.
I don't remember
that episode?
No, I didn't. It's John. I didn't think he was that funny.
No?
Okay. Well, remember, he thought Leno was funny.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I was just, I absolutely do think Jay Leno is awesome. Jay Leno is so funny. He is funny. His stories are great.
Jay Leno's best part was his jaywalking.
That was fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he kind of stole that from
Conan?
No, from Howard Stern did that bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
There was a huge feud between Howard Stern and Jay Leno.
I did not know that. Oh,
yeah. I think there's a couple things that
Jay stole, like the Tonight Show from Letterman.
Because when they did.
Well, no, from Conan.
No, from Conan.
No, but he stole it originally from Letterman.
All right.
But,
oh, that's right.
No, because they. Remember, there was.
When they were talking about all this, he actually, Jay Leno, got in a closet in a meeting room and listened to the higher-ups at NBC talk about who they were going to put on The Tonight Show. The guy was hiding in a closet.
Wow.
But he got the show.
I could never do that. You know what?
He pushed Johnny out.
I would probably sneeze, and I sneeze louder. You've heard it. I sneeze louder than any person in America. I don't know why.
No, I remember that cartoon that, you know, the drawing, whatever, like that Heller does that, and it was just a picture of Conan being jaywalking all over him, and they say that's jaywalking. He's just tearing him up.
I used to love those cartoons. Oh, Heller's cartoons.
He's great.
I think those are fantastic.
I bought the 9/11 one, the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah, that was really great.
I think I hope he got the money for that.
That was legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's great.
He's still around. He lives in the West Side.
I know, but does he still do cartoons anywhere?
Oh, I think in the paper?
Yeah.
I think he got let go.
Everybody quit, did for whatever, a while.
Right? And then I think they quieted that whole thing down. No, but I still think I know he still lives in Green Bay.
Really talented.
And he was always a great guy, too.
Really talented. Yeah. I'd love to get him on here sometime.
He would be fun. And I wonder what his best cartoon was and how he gets his inspiration.
Exactly.
It doesn't take him long. Have you ever seen him do that kind of live thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he can, we were in a.
I would be fascinated to talk to him how that. Your mind.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you could take like a huge worldwide or local or whatever event and capsulize it in a cartoon.
And everybody will look at it and know what the world event
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's.
I'm fascinated by those people.
I'm quite sure if he hasn't moved in the last 15 years, I know.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd be, if he's still in Green Bay, I haven't seen him personally, but I sure.
Today is Raspberries and Cream Day. Love that.
Oh, yeah. That's
love
awesome.
That. Love raspberries like you can't believe. Today is also Engineers Day. Lighthouse Day. Oh, man.
I know.
I would give anything in this world to live in a lighthouse. To spend a winter in a lighthouse. I think that would be the coolest thing. Be up there when there's this huge storm. Get the light working, you know, to show the ships and everything. I think that'd be awesome. I'd be a phenomenal lighthouse guy. I really would, Jim.
I don't think there are ships in the winter.
Today's Purple Heart Day. I did not realize that it's National Purple Heart Day.
That's cool.
It was on this date back in whatever, George Washington came up with the Order of the Purple Heart.
Oh, it goes that far back?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see a thing where a guy bought a piece of an old tent at a garage sale out east and got it analyzed somehow, and it was George Washington's tent?
Wow.
Yeah, at a garage sale. Oh, you're okay, so.
I don't know.
Why are you so? What's the term for him, Todd?
A piece of canvas.
You're
you know what? You know what? George Washington slept in his piece of canvas.
Look it up.
This actually came out July 25th from the Smithsonian. The history buff, and here's the headline. History buff found a scrap of George Washington's tent at Goodwill.
Thank you.
Wow. And how did they, would they take, do we have GW's DNA? How did they know it was his?
It said, I slept here, George Washington.
Like, when you go to those hotels, you get those nice rooms and it says so-and-so slept here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It's also Engineer's Day. Which type of engineer? Because I always wanted to be a train engineer.
Not a train engineer.
Okay. No.
Those other engineers. I have no idea. Whenever I look at the Mackinac Bridge or pictures of the Mackinac Bridge, I say, how can I be the same type of human being that somehow built this bridge?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like aliens must have come down and built these kind of things. How do you build a 7-mile long bridge?
Yeah. That's talent.
Anybody that's an engineer, I salute you.
Yeah.
But Purple Heart Day, that's awesome. I interviewed a gentleman the other day that was awarded 3 Purple Hearts, wounded 3 separate times. One of them, he was a medic, wonderful gentleman from De Pere, got shot right through the knee, okay, while he was carrying a wounded guy out. Stayed there for 4 more days because the other medic got wounded and had to get taken out. So he stayed in there, bandaged himself up, and he said what they would do to clean it is they'd take a long swab, and it went through and through. They would stick it right through his knee one side and then pull it off the other side to clean it.
John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm whining because I have an ingrown toenail.
Did I tell you about my steam burn from my steam burn?
Right.
Yeah, right. Charlize Theron, 49 years old. I've always liked her. I think she's a phenomenal actress.
Who's this?
Charlize Theron.
Oh, man. Did you see the movie North Country?
No.
Okay, it's about this lady. True story. I was actually living exactly in the town where this was based on. It was 1975 and 76 up on the Iron Range in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the first women to get hired in the mines, the iron ore mines up there. And the harassment she took was horrific. And it's a true story. So look that one up. She was great in that.
Okay, tell me what was so the plot was she was treated. Did she come and did she end up?
She filed a lawsuit.
Oh, I thought maybe she ended up winning the mine or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So absolutely.
All right, I would hear the end of
get
it.
Get this. Thank you to all recipients of the Purple Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you better believe it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
I wish I'd known that we would have gotten one of our
Purple Heart guys on.
You know him, yeah. Darn it. David Duchovny is 64. I never watched his show, Todd.
X-Files?
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know,
it seemed like you'd be more into that.
Oh, I think Todd's a little into that.
No, that's really more like UFOs and aliens and stuff. And while I think that stuff is probably real, I don't really get into that.
Wayne Knight is 69. Wayne Knight was Newman on Seinfeld.
Okay. That guy was funny.
Oh, Newman. He was also in a bizarre way, Todd. He was in one of the most infamous scenes in movie history. Do you know what that scene is? I'm going to throw that out there. Newman from Seinfeld. Would we have a little prize package?
Yeah, I can first put person, together.
First person to get it. What infamous scene was Wayne Knight, as in Newman, in?
Which give us a clue, a bit of a
so
clue.
So far outside of his character on Seinfeld, it's mind-boggling.
Right, but let's, okay, like, okay, let me, I want to
murder mystery.
Okay.
Murder mystery.
And I take it he didn't play Newman.
He did not play Newman. I guess he's lost a lot of weight now, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was also, you know what else he was in, Todd? He was the social activities director in Dirty Dancing.
Yes, he was.
Remember?
Yep.
Hey, everybody, time for Canasta, whatever it is. And yeah, shuffleboard. He was that guy. I'd be good at that
I could
guy.
See. Oh, yeah,
that, I could see you doing that. Hey, you know, it's just something else just quickly reminded me. When you said about things people regret on their deathbed.
Yeah.
I remember my grandma before she died. You know what advice she gave me? When somebody does something wrong to you, never forget it. Honest to God.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. We got a great lineup of guests coming up our way. Who selected Basic Instinct?
That was Mark.
Mark is the winner.
Yay!
You know the interview scene with Sharon Stone when she crosses her legs?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was in there. He was like the district attorney.
Interesting.
Look it up. And he's got sweat coming down his forehead when she crosses her legs. That's very interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Didn't see it.
You, oh my God. You did. You saw Basic Instinct.
No, I didn't.
You are literally the only guy I know that has not seen Basic Instinct.
I never. What was it about? Maybe.
Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone, murder mystery.
Was that Greed is Good, that movie with Michael?
No.
Okay.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Mm. Nope. No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Sorry. Put that on my list.
I'll bet 90% of our people have watched Basic Instinct. Well, can I do that quick poll? Can I just do that to show that you are the one that doesn't see that everybody else does?
But you, why?
Did you see Basic Instinct, folks?
What do you think? I'm going to feel bad?
No, but I just want you to understand that you always act like, no, nobody saw that movie. What movie? No, you.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
But you always act that way. Like, no, nobody seen that movie.
I just think I did. Okay, no. I didn't say that this time. This time I said I didn't see it, and I didn't see it, and I don't feel insecure about it.
You don't even have to feel. I'm fine. I'm just saying. I would have thought that somebody like yourself, being in the public, going to so many things, it'd be like, you know, kind of a, hey, would you do this? Oh, I saw a great movie. What's it? Basic Instinct. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I didn't talk about movies when I went out.
No?
Okay. No, talked about how we can better the community.
Okay. All right. So anyway, also today, Rodney Crowell is 74 years old. Tell everybody who that is, Todd.
Well, he's a singer-songwriter.
Yep.
Was married to Roseanne Cash for a long, long time.
Yep.
Wrote a ton.
Did he write 7 Year Itch?
I'll find out.
Seven Year Ache. 7 Year Ache. I love that song.
I do too.
Oh man.
I like her music.
I like Roseanne Cash. I'm surprised she didn't make it like a little bit bigger. You know, like a Shania Twain or a, you know, Kelly Clarkson. Or
that would be big. You think she's that good?
I thought she was.
No.
And she was starting when Johnny Cash was still performing. So you'd think there'd be that little bit of a
right.
I love her voice. I love that song. I thought she would have made it huge, to be honest with you. But nope. So coming up today, we've got Elizabeth coming over from Heritage Hill. Love Heritage Hill.
And they have so much going on there, right? I mean, that's why she's coming on. But
you know, that would be a place for the NFL draft. Rent out some of those buildings for people to sleep in. Like the old bunkhouse.
We'll ask her that.
I'd love to do a ghost hunt over there.
I'll bet you would.
We'll ask her.
I would love
to
metal detect over there.
I'm getting back in.
I'm going to buy a new metal detector. I've been watching lots of these videos. And then you know what I want to do? I want to go down south. These guys, what they do is they just basically walk these creeks and in Florida and places like that. And they find these unbelievable million-year-old shark teeth that are huge. They're like 3 or 4 inches long, some of them. Because that used to be the ocean. Like, you know, and they just walk along.
Hmm.
Or they scuba dive a little bit and they find these relics like you can't believe.
Cool.
And they're really valuable.
Well, then you can tell how big the shark was.
Absolutely.
A lot of history there. Yeah. Because they...
I would love to do that. I'm huge into old artifacts.
I would go where the mafia hung out because you know there's
But it's mostly cities. I mean.
But no, but you look at, I don't know about that.
Well, that one place up in New Bohemia or Little Bohemia. But I think everybody has searched that place.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's probably fished out already.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure of that. But yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, I just read something. They found a bone or something. And after analyzing it, it really showed some size of these mammoths or something. It was just something small, but when you fit it in, the tooth. They find a big tooth, and that's probably...
That's what I mean. You should see the size of these teeth.
Right, that'd be very cool.
These shark teeth these guys find.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
And it talks about what used to roam the area.
Right,
you know,
what's cool about that.
I like that.
You can make that into a really cool story.
See, we don't have cool stuff like that around here because of the glaciers. When those things were happening down south, we were just like covered in ice up here. I've studied this. Why there are no fossils up here.
I don't know.
It's true. So white. Have you ever heard of anybody finding a big dinosaur fossil?
Yes.
In Wisconsin?
Where? South Dakota.
Okay, South Dakota, yes.
Sioux, but that's not that far from here.
But it didn't get hit with the big glacier. What was the glacier that came all the way through
here? That glacier missed South Dakota?
Yes. It missed South Dakota.
Huh.
It's the Ice Age thing, you know, where there's that Ice Age trail. It came right
How
through
far
here.
West
and a little
did
bit
go?
Of Minnesota, about Minnesota, about the, almost the border of Minnesota it ended. Border of Minnesota, South Dakota.
You're just making this up. I'm going to read about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which one of us has studied archaeology?
I think neither.
Okay. That's fine. That's true. But which one of us?
Lisa. Okay.
But which one of us has studied this kind of stuff like through?
Which one of us goes around and people say, "Hey, you know, love what you're doing," and he says, "I BS for a living."
That's me.
Okay. Which is, we're on to that now.
Wow. I'm losing the basic instinct. 60% no. I'm shocked at that.
All right.
Jim, yeah. I used to be a rock hound, like you can't believe. Huge rock hound. Okay.
Okay, and you went back and then you got the book and you matched it up to see where it was from and what level and all that?
I had the book.
I don't believe that. Okay.
I had the book. And you know what else I had? I had a rock hammer just like Andy Dufresne had. Okay. You don't know who Andy Dufresne is?
I do not.
You don't know who Andy Dufresne is?
Was he in that movie?
No.
Basic Instinct.
Okay. He was in a movie you had to have seen.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption. Did you see that?
You think that's a 60% they haven't seen Basic Instinct?
Oh,
it's
going to
be 80% haven't seen Shawshank.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yes. No.
Thank you, Doug.
Dead serious.
That is like classic.
Classic.
Movie.
One of the great movies ever made. Where a true story, tunnels his way out of prison using a rock because he was a rock hound and a guy got him. He chiseled his way all the way, tunneled out. Nope. Never saw it.
You really should see it, Jimmy. I actually think you would love seeing it. It's a great movie.
I saw Cool Hand Luke. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Wow, no, I didn't.
It's about graft and corruption in the prison system back in the day. And
I like that.
So I think you would. I think, can I put together a list? Todd and I both, can we put together a list?
No, I don't like watching movies, you guys, because I fall asleep. Nope, don't. I don't want to do it. Nope.
All right.
I do. I think that, you know, things in motion stay in motion. Things at rest stay at rest. And I don't do that. Like even, you know, if I go out doing something exciting like duck hunting, I could fall asleep in the blind.
We got a text this morning. Mino is correct. Glaciers swept away most artifacts in Wisconsin. There are parts of western Wisconsin where they call it the driftless area that the glaciers didn't come through. And you do find, you know, there's that kind of stuff down there. But
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's you know,
that
science
makes sense.
And what?
No,
third grade, fourth grade, you learn about the glaciers.
Yeah. I remember so learning about here. The glaciers. I don't remember the width. Like, of course, everybody learned about glaciers. We're never going to find a dinosaur here.
Uh-uh. True story.
She got $3 million for that.
For what?
That dinosaur she found.
$3 million?
Uh-huh. We're coming back.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.